Kerabosai, good vach. Hope all is good. Hope Yom Tov was good. Hope everybody had a Kabbalah Satorah that will carry them for the rest of the year. Very, very exciting couple of days. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. If you haven't yet learned today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadi Aleph. We're here at the bottom of Tzadi Amud Beis, right? We're still going through that big Mishnah, the beginning of the parak, right? On Daf Pei Zayin, right? And going through all of the little ins and outs of that case. It definitely is good to have a little, if you can keep a little bookmark on Pei Zayin Amud Beis, because it'll be good to flip back a couple of blot to the Machlokas. If you remember, there's a three-way Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, and who else was it? Rabbi Elazar, I don't remember. Now I flip back, yeah, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Obviously we'll keep on going. Okay, we're on the bottom of Tzadi of Beis. All right, Haizabas Yisrael, Nifsala Min Akuna. If you remember, a woman, husband goes away, woman remarries based on the testimony of either one witness in the Reisha or two witnesses in the Seifa. Right, but either way, the Mishnah had said that if she was Bas Yisrael, she is possible from becoming a Kohen. So it says Pshita, Rashi fills in the words. That Zonahi, right? She's a Zonah. She had an illicit relationship outside of her marriage. So it says, Bas Levi bin Amaiser Tzrichalei. No, the line that we needed, the Chiddush here, is that the Bas Levi is possible from Meiser. The Gemara just says, though, but is that really true? Right? Bas Levi bin Amaiser Mifsala Biznas. What do you mean? Where do you see that a Bas Levi is possible from any Meiser? She has an illicit relationship. Obviously, Bryce says clearly, directly the opposite. So Rav Sheshe says, "Knasai." Rav Sheshe says, "Echanami." It's dinder rabbanan. It's a knas for acting inappropriately. So everything is fine. Meaning, we understand that yes, it's not truma midaraisa, but it's midarabbanan that she is not allowed to eat truma. Bas kohen mina truma. If she's a bas kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma. Afilu Gemara says the chiddush is afilu mitruma midarabbanan. Even any types of truma midarabbanan. Let's say, for example, like truma from vegetables, like etc. There are other types of truma that are midarabbanan, so that she would also not be able to eat. Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah of In Yorshin Shalzeh Yorshin Shalzeh Yorshin Shalzeh Yorshin Ktubasa, right? Neither the first husband or the second husband's Yorshin get the Ksuba. The Gemara says, Ksuba Mayit Avite, right? What are you talking about, Ksuba? We already told me that there is no Ksuba. Right, so what do you mean? So Amar Papa, Ksubas Benin Dechren. This is talking about the Ksubas Benin Dechren, that the stipulation of Ksubas, the Tznai of Ksubas Benin Dechren, right, is no good, is gone. Now what is that? So Chazal, right, again, we're going to see the next Gemara we're going to do with the Shem is Ksubas. So in about, let's say, 2 months or so, 2.5 months, yeah, Rashi quotes here, Daphne Beis Beis. Okay, so we're going to see that basically there was a Tznai that was made that fathers were nervous to give large sums of money to their daughters as a ksuba, because what happens when the ksuba, if Rahman Islam, the ksuba goes to, if the wife dies and then the husband gets the ksuba, and then the husband remarries, so the sons from the second marriage will get part of the original ksuba, which means that back then, when inheritances were you know, a real serious thing, it means that the stepsons of the original fathers of the I don't know how to phrase it, but meaning this husband's second sons would Yarshan would inherit the father, and again if he's marrying this woman and taking the ksuba, right? So that means basically that the father of the bride, right? The father of the daughter would lose a lot of the inheritance, would pass out of the family. So basically, they made it tonight, right? What the ksuba's benin dichron was that this part of the ksuba would only be inherited by the woman's sons. And even if she dies and the husband remarries and has more kids, right? They don't necessarily, they don't get that part of the ksuba. So Gemara just says, so if Papa is saying that is also, right, that is also gone. That's what we're talking about over here. I mean, that is gone. So the Gemara says, "Pshita." Well, obviously, there's no ksuba. You don't need to stipulate. There's no need for it. It's not like that. So the Gemara says, "Ma'at you might have thought lidida." Right. So for her, right, the avda isura kansura abanan. She did the iser. Right. And again, she did the inappropriate thing. So Chazal were konis her. Right. Did the find her, right, and to cause her to lose the ksuba. But Lazar, look on Surabana, but what do her kids do? And so maybe Chazal did not punish the kids, therefore Kamash Balan, so that would tell me that, in fact, the kids, right, do lose out on that type of stipulation. Okay, Achiv Shalzev, Achiv Shalzev, Chotzer Lo Me'amim, right, again, both of them do chalitza. So Gemara says, Achiv shall rishon chalitza midaraisa, right? Obviously, if she's still married to the first husband, so that's chalitza midaraisa. And below, miyabim midarabana. And he's not allowed to do yibum midarabana. And even though technically midaraisa, he's allowed to do yibum, because that's, you know, that would be the marriage that exists. But midarabana, we don't allow him to do yibum. Achiv shall sheni chalitza midarabana. And the second one, which is, well, he wasn't really married to her, right? So he could do chalitza midarabanan. He does chalitza midarabanan, because maybe we're concerned that people will think that you can get out of marriage without even chalitza, right? Even though they weren't technically married, people might not know that. Okay. So midarabanan, I can't do yibam regardless, because obviously there was no shaykhus, right? She wasn't actually halakhically married to the second guy. Okay. Now, this is where you have to flip back, right, to the Mishnah, right? If you remember, the Mishnah had said we had all of our halachos, and then we had three-way machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, just reading the Mishnah about 8 lines down, Ksubasa al-Nikhsei Baila HaRishon, right? The Tanakhama had said there's no Ksuba whatsoever. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there is a Ksuba from the first husband. Rabbi Elazar Omer HaRishon Zakev Mitziyasa Masyadeva Farsna Dereya, that Rabbi Elazar says that the husband is allowed to do those three things, right, some of the Tanai Ksuba, that he gets her things she finds and anything she makes, and he's allowed to get rid of her oaths, her nedarim. And Rabbi Shimon says, "Biasa ochalitzasa me'achav sharitam poteres tzarasav ein avlam minimazer." That we'll get to in a second. But the first thing he says is that if, for whatever reason, the brothers of the first husband do yibum chalitza, right, that would get rid of the tzara, a co-wife, meaning that there is a real chiyuv yibum here, or chalitza. So and then any action would subsequently get any co-wives, right, out of the situation, out of the yibum machlit situation. So the Gemara is going to say in which direction, right, is more serious to less serious, meaning whose chiddush is greater. Right, does everybody agree to, let's say, the first one, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi? Does everybody agree to the last one, Rabbi Shimon? Right, meaning, in which is the order of chiddush here? Is Rabbi Yossi the most mechudishtik, and then the others two wouldn't agree to him? Or is Rabbi Shimon the most mechudishtik? Is Rabbi Shimon the greatest novel teaching, and then everybody else wouldn't agree to him? Meaning, are we going up in chiddush, well, you'll see in a second, or going down? So, Rav Huna, Basrai Modul Kamai, that the second two, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, agree to the first, meaning they agree to Rabbi Yossi, that the first husband has a ksuba. But kamailo modu labasrai, but as you get lower, right, the one, the Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar do not agree with Rabbi Shimon. So let's do it. Now Rabbi Shimon, who's the last one, again, who says that you could do Yibam there. Right? Sorry, excuse me, then the tzara doesn't have to do Yibam Chalitza. So Rabbi Shimon modu Rabbi Elazar. He's modded Rabbi Elazar, right, that again, that the Tznai Ksuba are valid, right, the Ma'biya, the Iker, Isura Lokanis, Koshke Mitziyasa Maisedea, the Mamonahi, right, if you tell me that they didn't punish Kohen Rabbi Shimon, she's allowed to do Yibam with the brother. So if you tell me that Bia they didn't aser, right, which is serious arayos, right, serious situation, so certainly the money, right, that the husband can get the money, right, we're definitely not gonna fine and make halachos against. Rabbi Elazar lo moderately Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Elazar does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, because he says Mitziyasu Masiyadeh, but the Mamonu Dilu Kanis Alabia the Yisurahu Kanis. Right, he said that the husband, in terms of the Mitziya, in terms of the monetary things, that's not going to be subject. Chazal, they're not goes around that. But in terms of the Bia, which is Aser, then they certainly were gozer. But Tevaya Moduli Rabbi Yossi, and both of them agreed to Rabbi Yossi. Right, that said that the husband has to pay the first ksuba. Right, the honey diaspora to say lo kanis v'kosher kein ksuba to the mishkal umafik koi. Meaning that, again, if you're telling me that there's no knas on the mitzia and all the other tzai ksuba, right, which obviously means that the marriage is still operative, so certainly that she should take the ksuba, right, which she gets on the way out of the marriage, right, which she gets when the guy dies or divorces her. So Rabbi Yossi lo modu lehu, but Rabbi Yossi is not modu, right, doesn't agree with Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon, right, because ksuba de lo mishkal lo mefek hu de lo kanis, right, because ksuba, right, again, which is, again, that was not a kanas, but the other stuff, right, that, meaning as long as they're married, meaning on the way out of the marriage, right, meaning when he dies or gets divorced, that the ksuba, that was no kanas there, but as long as she's still married, right, technically, and all the metziah stuff only works as long as they're still married. The yibam works only, right, because they're still married, right? But again, that for sure, right? But since that stuff is, we're punishing them for staying married, so then we're going to get rid of those. Rabbi Yochanan says it's the opposite. that actually Kamai Modir LeBasrai, and Basrai Lo Modir LeKamai, that actually Rabbi Yossi is the most mechudish tik, and the other Tanaim do not agree, right, with Rabbi Yossi. Meaning Rabbi Yossi is the most chiddush, and then we go down, and they don't agree. Meaning the first one is the most mechudish tik. Rabbi Yossi Modir LeRabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Elazar. Right, again, Rabbi Yossi says there's a ksuba, and Rabbi Elazar says the husband gets all the metzias and etc. So ksuba the daily didal lokanis. I have a kosher game. It's Yosef Umaseidah. The middle of the day, right? If you tell me that there's not going to be a knas again, what is the ksuba? The ksuba goes from the husband to the wife. So the wife did something inappropriate here. But you tell me you're not punishing her by taking away her ksuba. So certainly, right? If that's not punished, so certainly, right, all the stuff that goes in the other direction, we're certainly not going to take care of that, get rid of that, right? The stuff that goes from the wife to the husband, right? We're trying to punish here the wife for acting inappropriately, for not getting remarried without checking into it. Right? So certainly, if you tell me she's going to get her ksuba, for sure, we're going to say that the husband can keep her maaseyadeh, etc. From Belazar lo modilei, but Rabbi Elazar doesn't agree with that because it says mitziyasu maaseyadeh humi didalu didelo kones, that they weren't kones, they didn't make an iser, they didn't get rid of. That halacha, but avoksuva the midelu didar kanis. But meaning that we're not going to get rid of the halacha that goes from the wife to the husband because we're punishing the wife. But we will get rid of the halacha that goes from the husband to the wife. That the wife is going to benefit. She's going to get ksuba now that she wrecked her marriage by marrying someone inappropriately. So she's not going to get a ksuba. But Tarvaya Modulator Rabbi Shimon, and both of them agreed that about to Rabbi Shimon that they can do Yibam here, and that would part of the Tzara, right? Umad honey the mechaim lo kansi bia de lachem yisal kosher game. Well, certainly, again, what happens? What's the bia? Right? If they're not gonna cancel, right? The halachos that happened when they were alive, right? Bia is only after the guy dies, right? So certainly, what they're gonna allow. Right, certainly they're going to allow to do bia and to do yibum afterwards because that's after the fact. Right? We're trying to punish this marriage existing. Right, if it's done, if the guy died, so who cares? So then certainly they're going to agree to that. Rabbi Shimon lo modiluhu, right? But Rabbi Shimon does not agree with either Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yossi, right? Because bia do lachamisol kanes avahani de mechayim kanes. Because anything that happened after, right, the husband dies, right, after the marriage is already dissolved, so fine, we're not going to punish her, right, for acting inappropriately while the marriage was in existence. But when everybody's still alive, right, we're not going to give her the ksuba. We're not going to have all these tanayim of the ksuba, right, when they're still alive. Okay, nisei shelo versus pirshus. If you got married without Rishos of Beis Din, meaning she got married with two Edim, right? And so she is allowed to go back then. You'll see at the end of today's daf that we actually don't pass on like that, but okay. Even though, ironically enough, I'm Ravuna Marav, Hachiyokhazo, that Rav says that is in fact the halacha. You're going to see at the end that we don't pass on like that, and even though that's a little bit difficult, we just kind of, we're going to basically ignore all this stuff, but okay. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Ravuna said the name of Rav, that, right? Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav, that this is the halacha. So we're going to have two problems with that statement. Neither of them are with the fact that he said the halacha is like the Mishnah. But just in the wording of the statement of Rav Huna in the name of Rav. So Amalei Rav Nachman, Gnuvi Ganve. Right? You just stole that. Lamachal, what's wrong with you? Right? What are you doing that for? Israel Rabbi Shimon, Imalach Rabbi Shimon. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Right? The Shmaitzik Rabbi Shimon Ka'azla, because you're holding like Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita, right? That was the second thing that he said. That she got remarried, right, based on the testimony of two Edom, right, then she can go back to her first husband. So if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, just say halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Right? And if you tell me, if I say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, Mashma Filip Kamaisa, you'll assume that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. I mean, and the first thing that he said, that if she does Yibam, the Pazer is a Tzara, so, Ema Lach Rabbi Shimon Bacharonis. You just say that Allah is like Rabbi Shimon's second statement. So, of course, Kasher and Echanami, that's kind of tough. Now, Rav Sheshes says, also I have a problem with you. Amina ki naim v'shachiv Rav. Right? I'm saying when Rav was sleeping, right, Amr Allah Shmaitza, that's what he said this. He must have said this halacha when he was sleeping. Right? Amma halacha mikla de pligi. Right? If he says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that implies that people, right, argue with him. Right? I mean, you don't have to tell me the halacha is like this guy if it's no machlokas. So the problem is there's no machlokas. Right? My avle lemevan. What should she have done? Right? Mias ansa. Right? Not that doesn't mean she was raped, but it was an ones. It was something that she couldn't have. Meaning, edim are the most reliable form of establishing fact in our system. Right? If she got remarried based on two edim, Well, what else was she supposed to do? If it's one aid, fine, she should have checked into it. That's what we talked about, right? And even though Beis Din gives her permission, she should have checked into it on herself. But two aid him, what is she supposed to do? Wait for another two aid him, and another two aid him, and another two aid him, and two aid him, or two aid him. That's the most legit form of fact establishment. So, right, it was an onus. Right? Meaning, everybody must agree that she can go back to her first husband. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with it. But Otanya, we also learned in the Raisa, Kol HaRayas Shabbatorah, In Sichus HaMenu Get, Chutz Meish Zish HaNish Al Pi Beis Din. Right, if for whatever reason, there's some sort of Arayos, right, you don't need any Get, right, there's no Tfizas Kiddushin, the marriage doesn't work, unless, right, she remarried with Beis Din, i.e. through one aid, right, and the Gemara says, Al pi Beis Din l'dibay Gita, Al pi Edim l'dibay Gita. Again, it says very clearly, right, it's only through Beis Din that she would require a get. If it's through Edim, she would never require a get. I mean, it's not her fault, right? There's nothing Rashi says, right? It was an onus. Right, so Gemara says, money, whose shita is this? Right, Elim Rabbi Shimon, if you tell me it's Rabbi Shimon shita, Al pi Beis Din l'dibay get. But he doesn't require a get if she got remarried with a one aid and Beis Din, because Ve'atanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Asu Beis Din Behol Rasan, Kizodon Ish Beisha, right? Because Beis Din, when they allow someone to remarry, it's like Zodon Ish Beisha, right? It's as if it's on purpose, right? Meaning that, and it's also go back to her husband, right? I'll be Edim, but if it's through two Edim, Kishigas Ish Beisha, that's as if she did it with Shogay, but Edividi Lo by Get, but neither of them, neither scenario requires a Get. I love Rabbanani, but so must be that this is a Rabbanan Shita, and we see, right, that what was she supposed to do? She's allowed to go back to her first husband, right? And that's they agree with Rabbi Shimon that she doesn't need a get, and she can go back, right? And go back to the first husband. So Gemara says, "Lo lam Rabbi Shimon." The Gemara says, "Now we're going to give a bunch of different possibilities how you answer this second." The second brisa, the fact that we use this brisa to support that nobody disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, but we're not really going to disprove, right, that the statement of Rav that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Even though we might say that it's not the divrei hakol, right? Again, we're saying that A, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon because it's not her fault, and B, everybody agrees. So we're going to try and reinterpret this brisa in several different ways, but none. At no point are we really, really going to knock out Rav's halacha. But as you'll see in a second, it's not how he passes. So lo olam, the Gemara says first Rabbi Shimon. Really, the brisa is Rabbi Shimon, and that's not the divrei hakol. It's not that everybody agrees to that halacha. V'tara tachin, explain. You could say the brisa means this: Rabbi Shimon Omar Asur Beis Din Barosam Ki Kavanas Ish Beisha. That no, what does it mean? It means that when Beis Din allowed her to remarry, it's as if the man and woman had kavana to be married with the bia, right? And boy, get, and that like meaning like they tried to, they thought they would be married, and then therefore they require a get, meaning like as if they made it as if, right? And when they allowed her to remarry, it's as if she was having intention to be married to the second guy. So therefore, meaning outside of this whole story, right? It's as if just a man and a woman getting together for the purposes of marriage. So therefore, they require a get. I'll be Adam, but I think she got remarried based on two Adam saying her husband died. Then Kishaloka Bekavanas Ish Beisha. Then it's as if they didn't have intention for marriage. Veloba Get. And then you don't require a get because it was just a business, right? Quote unquote. So then you could say it's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rav Ashi says, Lini Nisura Katani, that the price is not talking about get or whatever. It's just talking about whether there's an Isser, what level of Isser there is. The Achikamar, and this is what it means to say. Asu Beis Din, that if Beis Din allowed them to get remarried, right, it's a Behol Rasan, Asu Beis Din Behol Rasan, because Zodon Ish Beisha, it's as if they did Bia, as if it was Arayos, right, on purpose, right, as if Ashish is sleeping with Ashish Ish, Bemazid, Umitzra Abayla, and she becomes Asu to her husband, right, Alpi Adim, but if she got remarried based on Edom, then Kishigas Ish Beisha, V'lo Mitzra Abayla. And if it was through Edom, so then she's not also her husband. It was like she did a Beshogig. And that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. It has nothing to do with the Chacham. We're not talking about get or remarried at all. For Ravina, Amar Ravina says, they didn't Korban Gatani. Ravina says, no, the Bryce is talking about Korban. Forget the get or Isser. She's talking about whether she's Chayvachatas. Right? Because again, you're Chayvachatas when you violate something b'shogeg that would got new karis. So whether you chayav achata, so also based in be'orasim gezal dan ish be'isha v'lo masiya korban. If chazal, right, if based in allows you to remarry based on right the eid echad, so then that's as if it was on purpose and you don't bring a korban for that. But al pi eidim kishigas ish be'isha, then it masiya korban. If it was through eidim, so then it's b'shogeg, then you would bring a korban. Or you could say hakamai ser rabbanani, or actually it is the rabbanan shita. You're telling me that don't they agree with Rabbi Shimon? That's the divrei akol. No, you could explain that chutz me'esh zish, that no, you never need a get, right? Unless it's an esh zish who's remarrying, right? In this case, v'shenish zal pi beis din, when and a woman who got remarried based on an eid echad, right? In both scenarios, right? In that, both of those cases, you would require from the get a get. From the second husband, not and the first husband. And again, so you're just adding the vav, meaning that you're saying that there's two cases here. Not the same case, but there are two cases, meaning that a woman who got married based on Shnei Edim and a woman who got married based on Eid Echad. So that's not going to be the Devarei Kol. Okay, fine. But Pasha says, right, that again, we're still holding like Rav's Shita, that's Rabbi Shimon's, Rabbi Shimon's Shita is in fact the Halacha. Masiv Ula says, "Mi amin my havi lelemeva." Ula says, "One second, we're going to bring a bunch of cases now where we don't say my havi lelemeva, like lemeva. What should she have done? Meaning, we're saying the whole logic here is that we're not going to punish her. We're going to allow her to go back to her first husband because what should she have done? Right? There were two eidim who came and said her husband died. Okay, right, terrible. Right, I'm sure it was horrible and traumatic, and she remarried." But shouldn't have done anything. Well, what was she supposed to have done? So Ula's going to say we have a bunch of cases where we seem not to say that. So why are we saying that in this case as well? That's not within the Mishnah. Kasa l'shem malchus she'en hogenes. This is talking about a get. If a get is written, usually a get is written with the years. We have years now, let's say, in the Jewish calendar. And in the non-Jewish calendar, I guess AD, or 1980, whatever it is, AD. Or 2022 AD. So, but back in the day, they didn't have that. So they would write based on the years of the king's reign. So the problem is only certain kings were acceptable. So let's say Lashem Malchus Shein Hogenes. If they wrote an inappropriate kingdom, right, a kingship, right, Lashem Malchus Madai, or for Madai, or for Medea, Lashem Malchus Yavan, or for Greece, the Bini Navayis, where they said, has so and so years since the Beis Hamikdash was built, the Churban Navayis, or since it was destroyed, Hayav Mizrach because of Amariv, or if he was in the guy who was writing the get was in the eastern part of the city, and he wrote that it was in the western part of the city, or the opposite, Amariv because of Mizrach, Tetzim Mizam Zed, in both cases the get is no good, and all those cases the get is no good, just to leave. No, she can't go back either to the first husband or the second husband. V'chol dvarim ha'elu ba, and all of these things that we talked about in our Mishnah, all of them apply, right? It's a similar case. Right? It's just like all of our case in the Mishnah where the husband, right, we thought he was dead and he came back, right? All of those halachos, right, that we had also are shayach. The Gemara says, v'amai, right? L'mai havi l'memet. I understand. She gets a get, and it has the wrong king on it. So what was she supposed to do? What was she supposed to do? What do you mean? Why should she have to all these punishments? All these shuzuksuba, etc. Masiyata. What's going on over here? So Gemara says, "Yeah, she should have read it. She should have read it. Now it's her fault." Amar Rav Shimi bar Ashi Hakone again. Tashma. I'll bring you another proof. Right? Hakone says, "Yivim devalachot tzarosav." And he says, "Let's say someone marries the Yivama, and then the co-wife of the Yivama goes and gets remarried, right? Because she's done, right? Again, we said someone does the Yibum Chalitza, Pachas the co-wife." And you find out the first woman was an islandist who was never shayach for Yibum, and really the co-wife had to do Yibum Chalitza, now she married somebody else. So what do you know? What happens? Again, it's similar to our case, where she married someone she should have been shayach to somebody else. So right? It's just like our Mishnah, which shayach to all the halachos in the Mishnah. What should she have done? She's an islandist. What are you supposed to do? She turned out to be an islandist. She was 15, right? All of a sudden, she is 20, she's an island, she doesn't mature. What should she have done? She should have waited? So the boy says, yeah, you probably love them too, yeah. She should have waited to make sure that this woman is not an islandist. So say the Rishonim, well, that's not fair, but she should have waited 5-6 years, right? The women got married early. So the Rishonim say, no, it must be that there's some sort of, right, simonim, right? That for whatever reason, right, that she missed puberty, or she was delayed, or she had a low voice, right? Again, if you remember, the Chametz Simanim of an islandess, must have been that there was Simanim, right, that she might have been an islandess. Well, okay, in that case, Red Line Lod over, right, it seems like there might have been something that going here, so she should have waited to find out the situation. Amar Abaye, so again, every time we get disproven all these cases, right, we still say that you can say by our case that my Havala Lameva, that what else should she have done? Right, it's not her fault. Right? If you say that, oh, there's something that was her, that is her fault over here, right? That frees up, that helps us explain our case as if a case that, that it wasn't her fault. So I'm Rabbi Tashma, I'll bring another proof that Kol Arayos Shamus Potoros Tzaros Sayin. Any, again, any Arayos, it's, let's say a woman falls to her brother for Yibam, so then that she's Potter, and so are the co-wives. Halchu Tzaros Venizu Venizu Eilinus, same case, right? They found out that the sister, right, is an islandess, and then the co-wife got remarried to someone when she really should have had Yibam. What should she have done? Again, she should have waited, right, to make sure that she wasn't an islandess. Amar Rav Tashma, bring another proof. Two things that when Rahman Islam people get divorced, right, that there's a get that goes from the man to the wife, and then there's a receipt, a shovar, that goes from the woman to the husband, so I have to say that that she gets, that she got all the money, right, as she was owed in her ksuba. So again, the get initially goes to the husband, and the receipt goes to the wife, and then when they carry out the get and the ksuba payment, so then they swap. So what happens, though, but the guy who's writing the documents gave the get to the woman and the receipt to the husband, right? And then, then they swap documents. So now what happens? The wife now has the receipt and the husband has the get. That's bad. Because we need to give the get to the wife. And when she gets the money, the receipt has to go to the husband. So now, right, she gets remarried. All of a sudden, someone says, oh, by the way, just let me see your get. And she takes it. It's not a get, it's a receipt. So she never received the get from the husband. So same scenario as our case. Because now she's technically still married to the first guy. When you have all the halachos in our Mishnah, why do we say that? What should she have done? It's not her fault. The guy writing the documents messed it up. So yeah, you buy the Kriya the Gita. It's the same thing as we said before. She should have read it. And that was her fault. I'll bring another proof. Shina Shmo Ushma. Right, let's say the names were messed up in the get. Shem Iro over Shem Ira, or the cities. As we'll see when you do Gittin, you have to write the city. Right, same thing. My name of my Havilah Levin, right? Why should we say so? What's not her fault? He messed up he wrote the wrong name or whatever, and the get is puzzled. Now she's married to the first guy, really, still. So it says again, she should have read it. So Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Tashma, bring in one last proof. Right? Konas beget kereach. Right, if for whatever reason a woman got divorced and then remarried based on, it literally means a bald get. Kereach is bald. Right, Shuben Korcha, right? Pasha says that he was bald. Or maybe that was his father's name, I don't know. But kereach is bald. So what's a get kereach? So basically, they used to make a special get for Kohanim that they would kind of make a more exuberant get. They would keep on folding over the get and signing it again, folding and signing, because we wanted to make sure that the Kohen is serious. Because once he divorces his wife, he can't remarry her. And even if the regular Yisrael divorces his wife, realizes, shoot, that was a mistake. Okay, so they can get remarried, no big deal. But a Kohen's not allowed to. So we want to make sure the Kohen is serious. Right, and make sure that he's going through with it. So if a get kereach is simply if one of the times you fold over the get is missing a signature, right, so then it's no good. Right, so it's another way of saying it's a bad get. So let's say a woman had a bad get. So all that stuff again. Why do we? It's not her fault. She didn't see. So Gemara says, yeah, Ibaile the Kriya the Gita. She should have read it. She should have seen, right, that they were missing. Right, a signature. Okay, Rav Papa Savar the Mevad Uvdu B'Mai Havilah the Mevad. Right, and sure enough, Rav Papa said, okay, the halacha is my Havilah the Mevad. What should she have done? We go let her stay married to the first husband. No problem. So again, as we said, Rav says halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. I'm a Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, the Papa. Vatanya Kol Hani Masnisa. He said, what do you mean? Wait, didn't we bring all these kashas? So Amar Leih, he said, what? Velash Shaninu. What do you mean? We answered all the kashas. What do you mean? You're just going to rely on just these answers? Meaning that in Echanami, we may answer the kashas, but it seems like that it's a very strange back and forth, because you know every time we ask a kasha in the Gemara and then we answer it, right, we assume that kind of, you know, then we're good to go. So sure enough, right, again, unclear whether we garis who pasak, right, but basically, again, if you assume that we pasak, that means that Rav Papa accepted it, meaning that it was maskim, right, and he stopped, meaning he stopped allowing women to go back after their first husbands based on this. Right, a little bit difficult, right, to understand, right, whenever you have in general, when you have kasha teretz in the Gemara, right, because Rav Huna seems to say, like, what are you going to say? All these answers are good and real. Right? In Echanami, it's apparently we see from the end, even though we kind of answered all the kashas, we still all the kashas remain, and therefore we do not allow a woman to go back and stay married to the first husband. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rav Aser. We'll invite you in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.